Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. You're very lucky, aren't you?
Very humble. Humble.
We do spoil you, don't we?
Lucky bad. Not just the main episode, but a fucking bonus episode. And for what?
Where did you get? For free?
For nothing.
For nothing.
Free entertainment.
Do you want a free ticket for that?
For what?
For nothing.
Ba-dum-bum. Stick him on a stage.
Put me up there. I'm ready.
Somebody stick him on a stage now.
I'm ready.
Just tell that joke though.
Give us a shout, MCD. I'm ready. Loads of jokes stored in the canon like that. Loads more where that came from, MCD.
That's the enemy.
They don't do podcasts.
Go Loud and MCD are having a scrap tomorrow night.
Where's the Tree Arena job?
Yeah.
Undercard for the Thomas Carty fight.
Isn't it mad if someone has a fight in the middle of the street, they get arrested? But if you stick them in a ring...
They get paid for it.
Yeah. It's kind of like prostitution. Prostitution is illegal. But if you record it, it's just pornography. And then it's legal.
I suppose you could say that about anything.
Film it. And it's art.
Do you want a question?
Go on.
Oh, this is the bonus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stick around for the main episode. We're going to be talking about legal prostitution.
Why not?
Oh, come on, we talk about it, lads.
Owen asks.
You? You can't be emailing.
No.
Yourself.
No. This is Owen, who was mentioned in the main episode last week, who made the very salient point that, Joe, you say you can do everything in the world, but you've hired someone else to train your dog. That was Owen. And he has a question as well, and he wants to know, would you rather have dinosaur arms like a T-Rex or legs like a crab? P.S. Joe, you're...
Kill me now.
P.S. Joe, you're a whinge. Darren is the goat.
Kill me.
That's why he's the goat.
Would you like to have legs like a goat?
Wouldn't mind it. Little Billy goat. Going around the field kicking and all. It's a tough one, that, isn't it?
Yeah, very tough.
I mean, you could still walk. You wouldn't be able to pick things up, probably.
Would you eat yourself if you had crab legs?
I'd be tempted. I'd be tempted to boil myself.
A few of them.
To grow back.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Where's
T-Rex? They wouldn't grow back if you... T-Rex ants.
They're no use either. You're going to be dealing with T-Rex ants.
Be falling over.
You couldn't have a piss.
You wouldn't be able to catch a fall. The only way you can catch a fall when you just put your hands out and there's loads of stones stuck in your hands.
Yeah, couldn't do
T-Rex
that.
T-Rex ants, you can't do that. You just go in your snot.
It's probably a good thing though, is it?
Save your hands.
Couldn't pick your nose. Couldn't eat your dinner.
Oh, it's a tough one, that question, I have to say. No, thanks for sending that one in. It's a tough one.
Fucking Owen. Your head case, yeah.
I like them questions. That's OG style of questions.
Where are you going with?
Gonna go with fucking none of them. Why are you not answering? Money missing.
Many legs does a crab have?
Eight, is it?
Like a spider?
Yeah. Spider. From the spider family.
Are they?
Yeah, Google it. Don't know.
I'm just giving you a knowing nod.
You'd think of that, wouldn't you?
Because they have eight legs, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of mad that we only have two legs, isn't it? You can just push us over.
It's not really fair.
Crabs have 10 legs.
10?
One pair of pincers and then four pairs of walking legs.
But that's the same as saying, like, you have 10 fingers, but you really have 8 and 2 thumbs.
2 thumbs, yeah.
Yeah, but you'd say you have 10 fingers.
Wouldn't. I'd say 8.
You'd say you have 8 fingers.
Many fingers am I holding up? 4.
That's real 6th class humour.
I'll go with fucking the crab things.
Yeah. I mean, if you're counting the pincers, then it's way better to have the crab. But to be tiny. Would it be strong? Would it be giant crab legs capable of holding your weight? Or would you just like break your legs instantly?
I'd say, yeah, to be able to hold your weight, like it has to be, that has to be the catch.
Is it like the doll in Toy Story that has the
Sid's destruction?
Yes. That'd be a bit of crack.
That was terrible what he did to that poor toy.
Be going everywhere sideways. Like fucking the lobster out of Futurama. Zoidberg.
Or else... Dr. Mr. Zoidberg. Krabs. Money. It suit the both of us.
Money. Yeah. That's a silly question, though. Crab legs. I'm going crab legs.
Very foolish question.
Yeah.
Yeah. But great at the same time. Got the debate going.
Did it?
Debate. Okay. So crab legs all around.
You're going crab legs as well?
I'll never answer the listener question.
I don't answer the question.
I see in his eyes light up though when we talked about eating the crab legs.
Adam from Blanche has been in touch.
How are you keeping? You all right?
Thanks for letting us know where you're from.
He says he saw a few little bugs the other day while camping. He thought to himself, these probably never heard music.
You're playing with fire. Darren Conway is balancing a cup of water on a very expensive
that
microphone.
That is not your microphone to balance water on.
It's empty.
Get that down.
It's impressive though.
What's the question?
The question is, there is no question. He just said they probably never heard music before, so we gave them a concert from his phone by playing the Stalded intro. He said they stuck around and, to his knowledge, they loved the intro as much as Joe hates tipping. And he says, I don't really have a question.
That's brilliant.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I don't love not tipping. I just don't do it. It's more like a non... I just don't do it.
What was the opening of that?
He was camping.
He said, I went camping and I seen some bugs.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yep.
He should have left that at that and just sent that in.
Liam has been on to us.
I love that
Liam-o.
Name. Liam.
Yeah. So Liam says, like Joe, I'm a huge fan of seafood.
Like Joe?
Yeah, well, like Joe.
Me in particular. Me specifically, yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
giving Joe the credit. The three of us.
Yeah, respect
I
Liam.
I think if anyone deserves the credit for seafood, it's you.
Oh, it's you.
Is it?
Lads, it's me. It's me. I know me seafield.
We got you on the muscles, for fuck's sake.
I think I was always into the muscles now.
I'll let Liam continue. All Joe's talk of eating muscles got the better of me one day, and myself, the wife, and my daughter Ella, who's 5, we all took a trip out to Howth last week. This was a couple of weeks ago. Liam says he had a delicious bowl of muscles and a pint of Guinness in Crabby Joe's.
Oh, I don't know where Crabby Joe's is.
It's a restaurant on the pier. He says they were delicious. Crabby Joe's is nice, yeah. So Liam's question is, Joe, how do you eat your mussels? Liam uses an empty mussel shell as a claw. Yeah.
Ooh, not a bad shout.
To take the other mussel meat out of the shell.
I pull them out with my fingers.
Yeah, so do I. But then sometimes like I'm like, do you know what? I'm just going to stick the whole thing and into my mouth and just give it a good suck.
Liam has also, this is very impressive. Yeah, take it easy. This is very impressive. He took all the old empty mussel shells and he stacked them together so they look like a pine cone now. Have a look at that there.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Can I say?
That is beautiful.
I've never seen that. That's class.
That's
hard. Paint them.
Yeah. It's hard.
A kid paint them.
If you don't have a separate bowl, then Ella you can be...
Is Ella going to paint them?
Is Ella going to paint them? Yeah.
Why isn't he talking?
Is she doing it or what?
Is she painting them?
You have to paint the muscles, Ella.
Anyway, we're only getting to the point of the email now. Every time Liam's in Howth, he gets some Dublin Bay prawns to bring home and have for tea. He went into a fishmonger's.
I love that.
Got a bag of prawns from the man behind the counter. He said it cost him €24.05. He said, didn't get as many as I was expecting. They're going very expensive. Don't buy them with the shell on.
Oh,
they're very expensive.
That's a gimmick, that is.
I hate
it. It's just for show, the shell.
Ugh, I hate them.
Do you think when people lately, like I'd say mussels have gone up in purchases.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that every time someone buys a bag of mussels from a fish shop or anywhere, the fellow behind the counter's like, you're listening to the podcast, yeah?
There's a direct correlation to an increase in prices of mussels because of us on the podcast talking about it.
So Liam goes on, he was up in Howth after he got the mussels. He went and bought some prawns and oysters and basically the cost was, what was it? €30.05. So he hands a 50 note and Liam, Joe, I think yourself and Liam might be kindred spirits. Liam was shocked that the person at the till asked for the 5 cents instead of just giving him back the 20, letting him off the 5. Then he hands over a 10 cent. So he's giving in €50 and 10 cent and she handed back 20, not €20 and 5 cent. So Liam thinks that first of all, she shouldn't have asked for the 5 cent and then she had the cheek to not give him back his 5 cent.
Ooh. See, I have a thing now. So this whole rounding up to even numbers, like it can't be like 302, it's got to be 305. That's because of coins. But when you round it up when you're tapping a card or something like that, what the fuck are you rounding up for?
Hmm.
Don't be rounding up your tree. Oh, that's my 3 cents. So that belongs to my bank.
Of it, like, I wouldn't lose sleep over it now.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, I have nightmares about it.
Well, I suppose all them 2 cents and all of that up.
Cents makes pounds. Pounds make...
After a while, like a couple of £100 over a lifetime.
Definitely.
Yeah, go somewhere else, you know. Get yourself a fucking toaster or something. And
anyway, thank you, Liam and Ella.
Fair play to you. No,
fair play
to you. I appreciate you.
Mm. Do you remember in the last main episode we were looking up ChatGPT, see what it knew about the two of you?
Yeah.
Well, Connor from Dublin did a bit more digging on our behalf on ChatGPT. He asked ChatGPT what your podcast was, Darren. It came back to Darren Conway podcast, which apparently features conversations with a range of guests, including entrepreneurs, business leaders, and other notable figures.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
That sounds like a good one, man. I had to listen to that one.
Yeah, no, I have that one as well.
John McGuckin is a guest on the podcast. But you are the co-founder of Stallus, which apparently offers digital solutions for market stalls and small businesses.
Oh, ChatGPT isn't that clever.
ChatGPT is having a nightmare here on this one, isn't it?
That's malfunctioning. We're at the breaking it.
Well, very small time though, you know. It's not, there's not a whole lot of information on the internet about us.
Joe, Emily wants to know, when can she see your short film?
She's
dying to watch it.
I'm dying for people to see it. We're entering it into festivals, so if you're ever around a film festival that it's accepted in, you can get to see it then. But like in a year's time, maybe it'll be available generally on on the Instagram now.
Quick link. Put it behind the paywall. Make a few bob.
Gonna turn the sideways now. Make a portrait. Zoom in on it.
Ah, no, you'll
stick it on a reel.
Butcher.
No, yeah, film festivals, and then we'll see after that. Might try sell it to a streaming service or...
Here, I keep getting emails to go on different podcasts, like spam emails. And it's like, Tony Hawk wants you to be a guest on his podcast and Mike Tyson. And like, it's always just like really like A-list celebrities and stuff like Tom Hanks wants you to go on his podcast and all. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Big paragraphs, like pure shy.
Does he have a podcast? Or is
no,
it
like it's always like, you just know straight away it's spam. Like, I've seen a spam follower, but like fucking... Like, Tony Hawk doesn't want me to go on his podcast.
I feel like we could do a whole episode just going through spam folders.
Yeah.
Like, the emails that I get into the spam folders are just fucking ridiculous.
I get, like, probably 50 a day.
Your email is, like, readily available on your social media, though. AI's like, give me some of that. Give me some of that. Fella's 120,000 followers or something.
Surprised I haven't been hacked.
Emily also says thanks very much, keep up the good work. She's obsessed with the podcast, and as a side note, please do more deep dives, they're my favourite.
Ooh.
One on the way.
Oh, Wednesday, huh?
Is that on Wednesday?
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, you'll be sorry you asked. Now,
if that was a question, Wednesday is the answer. Yeah. Mm,
yeah. Right, last question for you from Iggy Pop. It's not unrelated to the earlier mention of seafood and restaurants. Would you rather run an island restaurant off the Dublin coast or a boutique funfair in the middle of town?
Yeah, that 100%.
Which one?
Boutique funfair.
You wouldn't like to run your own restaurant on an island?
Nobody would go to it.
I'd do it like the menu.
I presume you'd have you'd be the place to go. Like, it's not a struggling island restaurant.
You could recreate the menu.
Where everyone dies.
The island.
People arriving at the dock and you're there. Beckoning them onto your creepy little island.
If it was that exclusive, you'd get nothing but wankers. Do you know what I mean? You get real fucking stuck up snobby people. Like, if I had a restaurant, I'd want it more accessible.
And you think a funfair in the middle of town is...
Yeah, that's the kind of trail I want.
Nothing but peaceful.
I think stick the funfair on the island and have a boutique restaurant in town. Then I'd prefer that.
But that's not a decent question. I mean, okay, island funfair, yeah.
That sounds like a bit of crack.
But the other option is just a restaurant in town.
Yeah, that's true as well. That's not very exciting.
There's a lot of them.
What would you like?
I like the idea of the restaurant on the island, but like, say it'd be closed down after a month, no one turns up.
All right, well, you can presume people will show up.
Oh, well then there. I'll do that then. The Coco Bongo Club. That's what I'd call it.
This is off the coast of Ireland. We're talking about like Lambay Island.
I don't care. I want to call it the Coco Bongo Club.
Or remember, do you remember Island's Edge? It's not a thing anymore, so we can slag it, yeah? They had like a PR launch
event. Still a branch of them.
But they had an event. They had an event where it was like, oh, you go to the island. But it was like they picked her up on one side of the Liffey and just dropped her over to the south side of the Liffey. And I genuinely thought for about a week, we went to this exclusive island and they had a DJ and they had like a stage and Nilo was playing at it. And I was like, this is bleeding class. But then we went to film in the docks with you. We done like something with the docks.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is where the festival was. They just brought us across the Liffey. This is crazy.
Down past Liberty Hall.
Yeah, the port. Mm. Brought us to the bleeding port in a lifeboat.
Was it good though?
Yeah.
Well then.
But it wasn't an island, I was misled.
Yeah, no, they should have been more transparent with that now.
Yeah,
no,
come on.
Mm.
Right. That was fun.
Well, see you later.
Talk to you on Wednesday when we're doing the deep dive. Big exciting deep dive. I can't wait to hear what it's about.
It's about See you later, right? Thanks for listening.